It's no easy task to find doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals to take a job in a prison. The stigma alone is a major barrier, not to mention concerns about personal safety. Plus, prisons are often in out-of-the-way places. Now, recruiting and retaining prison healthcare workers may get even harder because of the Affordable Care Act. Correspondent Austin Jenkins takes us behind bars to see the problem up close.
Before we step inside the prison gates, a little background on inmate healthcare. It's a touchy subject because inmates sometimes have better access to care than many poor people on the outside. But here's the deal. The courts have determined adequate medical care is a constitutional right for prisoners under the Eighth Amendment. That's the one that bars cruel and unusual punishment. And if prisons don't provide adequate care, they get in serious legal trouble. Okay, let's go inside. This is the Washington Correction Center, about 30 miles northwest of Olympia. In the center of this sprawling 1960s-era complex is the prison infirmary, where Eric Larson works as an advanced registered nurse practitioner.
A deep breath in for me.
Larson is doing a checkup on an offender named Bob. We've agreed not to use his last name for healthcare privacy reasons.
Sounds good.
Bob's been incarcerated here for 7 years. After his checkup, he agrees to talk with me. Have you noticed a lot of turnover in the medical staff here in 7 years?
Oh, yeah. Some people just in and out, you know.
Like prison itself, correctional health care is a revolving door. Eric Larson's been working here for 5 years, longer than a lot of his colleagues.
I did a midlife career change. I used to be a state fish and wildlife biologist.
Larson says he decided to take this job largely because he gets loan repayment help through a National Health Service program. Plus, he gets to continue to build on the state retirement he earned as a longtime fish and wildlife employee.
It's just been a benefit that I feel fortunate to be able to take advantage of.
Advanced registered nurse practitioners like Larson are among the hardest to recruit into prison. Psychiatrists are the hardest. In some Washington lockups, healthcare job vacancy rates are 25, even 40%. Expensive, temporary contract workers often fill in the gaps. Kevin Bovenkamp is Assistant Secretary for Health Services at Washington's Department of Corrections. He describes trying to keep up with the turnover is like trying to speed date while on a treadmill.
You hire one and some days you lose two, and maybe you hire two and you lose two.
And now with Obamacare coming online, he's pretty sure it's going to get even harder. Expanded insurance coverage will mean more jobs in the healthcare industry. The American Correctional Association has warned that the Affordable Care Act may significantly strain the primary care workforce available to prison systems. Donna Strugar-Fritch is a consultant in California who works with prison healthcare managers nationwide.
I believe they're going to have a lot of trouble, and what I've been suggesting is that they take the time now to start looking at the efficiencies of their processes, so that they are, as these shortages emerge, able to do more with fewer people.
Strugar-Fritch says if prison systems don't get smarter about how they deliver health care,
they will have unfilled positions, which turn into lags in patient care, which turn into bad outcomes, which turn into lawsuits.
As it is, Washington's Department of Corrections has paid out more than $5 million in medical negligence claims since 2000 for everything from the loss of a testicle due to delayed treatment to a suicide that might have been prevented through better treatment and monitoring. Individual claims are one thing, class action lawsuits and federal intervention quite another. This fall, Idaho's Department of Corrections settled a decades-old healthcare lawsuit brought by inmates, and in 2005, California's prison health system was put into federal receivership. Kevin Bovenkamp with Washington's Department of Corrections is all too aware of the troubles elsewhere.
The goal is not to get in a situation where we're struggling and somebody else is telling us how we should do our health care.
Bovenkamp says the Washington Department of Corrections is currently undertaking several efforts to improve health care efficiency so it can operate with fewer people. The agency is also looking to recruit doctors from overseas, and there's talk of paying hiring and retention bonuses.
All right, you're good to go. Thank you.
Back in the infirmary at the Washington Correction Center, Eric Larson pauses at a nurse's station between patients.
What is your level of job satisfaction working at a prison every day?
There are challenges working in a prison environment. They revolve mostly around access to patients. They revolve around the issues of safety.
Larson says he actually feels safer working in a prison than he did in an ER. But there's a price that comes with that security. An inmate might not make an appointment because a rival gang member is in the infirmary at the same time. Larson says he feels good about the work he does. Healthy inmates are better behaved. And since the vast majority are eventually released, he sees a value in sending them back into society in good health. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.